The Board for the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator has approved 18 transmission projects that will cost roughly $10 billion. Among them are several in Wisconsin. Some would follow existing lines owned by La Crosse-based Dairyland Power Cooperative. Dairyland executive Ben Porth says they're looking to work with other utilities to build some of those projects.
With the changing electric grid, there's more renewable energy being added every day. That requires probably more high voltage transmission.
Xcel Energy says they would expect to build as part of approved projects in its service area. State regulators still have to sign off on them. Customer groups have raised concerns about a lack of competition in the process that they fear will drive up costs for ratepayers. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.